Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. LSU announced its representatives at SEC Football Media Days in Tampa next week. LSU will send linebacker Whit Weeks, tight end Tre'Dez Green, and transfer linebacker TJ Daugherty. Other top players from around the SEC headed to Tampa include Texas quarterback Arch Manning, Alabama wide receiver Ryan Coleman-Williams, Texas A&M QB Marcel Reed, and Ole Miss's backfield duo of Trinidad Chambliss and Kawan Lacey. Jay Johnson is preparing to welcome one of LSU's top-rated high school classes ever as the group of signees comes into focus following the MLB draft. Foxworth, Mississippi right-handed pitcher Colby Stringer ranked 110th in MLB's draft prospect rankings. The 6'3", 205-pounder was not selected in the Major League Draft and will head to Baton Rouge. Glenn West of On3.com says he shot up draft boards late.
He's going to be a really, really phenomenal piece for LSU. Maybe not as a starter right away, but has that makeup of a weekend guy in the SEC, and I think will probably play a very meaningful role in this bullpen next year.
LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
LSU defensive end Princewell Umanmielen and offensive lineman Devin Harper could face legal action from Ole Miss after failing to pay the buyouts for their revenue-sharing contracts with the Rebels. The pair signed to stay at Ole Miss in January before deciding to transfer to LSU with head coach Lane Kiffin. On3.com reports the buyouts total nearly $1 million, which Ole Miss could try to get from LSU. Rebels athletic director Keith Carter did not rule out legal action and said the school is determined to get their money back. Umanmielen was one of eight Tigers to make ESPN's top 100 transfers for this season, coming in at number 5. Quarterback Sam Leavitt was number 2 on the list, and offensive tackle Jordan Seaton was 3rd. Wide receivers Jace Brown, Winnie Watkins, and Trey Wilson also made the list, along with safety Ty Benefield and edge rusher Jordan Ross. McNeese announced new sponsored patches coming to their football jerseys. The patch on the upper left chest of the jersey features a Navarre Chevrolet logo in conjunction with the naming of Navarre Stadium. Last year, Ryan Navarre signed a $5 million naming rights agreement for the football stadium. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two great players that are better people than they are.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Good evening. This is Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag. I am the editor of Tiger Rag with Todd Horn, the executive editor, and Case. Say his last name for me, Todd.
Kieschnick.
It's really not that hard. Kate Kieschnick, our producer, and
Case Kieschnick,
our producer, and Tiger Rag. Great Tiger Rag writer in his second week. He's doing a lot of stories. And I'm filling in for Jeff Palermo. Sorry
about
that.
It's going to be a long night.
Sorry about that, Jeff. We got a cool show tonight. We're going to go into SID history at LSU. It's amazing. LSU has only had two football sports information directors since 1988. Herb Vincent in 1988, who I was a classmate of his at LSU. And he was the SID through the 1999 season and that summer. And then he left to take like a television job in Birmingham right as Nick Saban was coming in. And Michael Bonnet became the SID in 2000, and he's still the SID now. And we're going to have Michael on in just a few minutes at 6 o'clock. He's actually with us now. And then 6:30, we're going to have Jacob Rudner from Baseball America. He wrote a cool story about how LSU was one of the best survivors of the draft. They kept most of their signing class or will. Then at 7 p.m., we're going to have Jacques Doucet from WAFB and Jacques Talk. He had Jay Johnson, LSU's baseball coach, on yesterday. And at 7:30, we're going to have Herb Vincent, who is now the associate commissioner at the SEC office. And he's getting ready for SEC Media Days, as is our first guest, Michael Bonnet. Michael, are you with us? Is he with us, Case? Michael, you there? we can't hear Michael right now. I see his number on the line though. But anyway, we'll get back to Michael. LSU has announced, or the SEC and LSU has announced the three players that are going to be with Lane Kiffin at SEC Media Days a week from Thursday morning, and that is tight end Tre'Dez Green, linebacker Whit Weeks, and Ole Miss transfer linebacker T.J. Dottery. And I was hoping that would be Sam Levitt, but he's not there. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there he is. There he is. Hey, man. Appreciate you joining us. That's all right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, so are you ready for Media Days? Does that kind of mark the beginning of the season for you guys?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's the end of summer, and, it started ramping up. Now that we're a week out from Media Day, there's a lot of prep that goes into that. But once Media Days that week gets here, typically the last few years we've been first. We've been leadoff. And I think in an attempt to keep the media contingent there all week, I think they strategically put us last.
That's true.
We're at the bottom of the lineup this year, but it gives you some advantages. Going first gives you some advantages. You set the bar and for the rest of the week, but going last allows you to see what everybody's talking about. And there are a lot of big picture items, obviously in college football that are going to be probably asked. So it gives us a chance to sit back and watch the other coaches and players have their turn, and it helps us to kind of get an idea of what we're walking into.
So, Michael, hey, this is Todd. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I was just thinking about it, and you're entering your 27th year as the LSU football SID, and I know that's not your official title. It's like some type of athletic director type thing.
Associate athletic director.
Right.
Yep.
So I was doing the math, and you started when you were three. I mean, how did that work?
Yeah, it was five.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I was very lucky. I came to school at LSU and worked under Herb and still work with Kent and Bill. And this is something I've always wanted to do. I knew from a very early age, following in my dad's footsteps, and Herb really gave me an opportunity from an early age as a student here, and I've been very fortunate. I've never left campus for any other job. I think I've had three real jobs in my entire life. One was mowing grass at the Port of Lake Charles. Uh-huh. One was working at doing turnarounds at Citgo Industry in Sulphur, and that didn't last very long. And then this. So I've been very, very lucky.
Well, you mentioned your legacy of SID heritage. Your dad, of course, spent years at McNeese, and then I think you even have His brother.
Matthew.
Yeah, your brother is involved. Why don't you go over that real quick?
So my dad was at McNeese for 46 years. And he was there so long, they named the football field after him. His name's on the football field. And then they just built a new press box after one of the hurricanes destroyed the last one. And, they decided he was there so long, they put his name on the press box as well, or inside the media area of the press box.
Wow.
So, yeah, 46 years, it was, quite a career for him, obviously, and allowed me to tag along to a lot of events and be part of a lot of, special memories. I grew up, a McNeese fan. I'd never experienced LSU of any type of athletic event until my junior year of high school.
Wow.
Never been to anything because I was always, my dad, in Saturdays in the fall, I was in Cowboy Stadium. I was doing that and just, pulled for LSU, but I wasn't, a diehard fan. and then had the opportunity to come here after I did go to McNeese for 1 year, and then I transferred here for year two. And so yeah, it's been really fun trying to live up to his you know, to what he did in his profession. It's changed a lot, obviously, but I can just have so many great, vivid memories of being part of that. But and then, you know, he retires, and my brother was an assistant for Doug Ireland at Northwestern State, and then you know, he was able to get the McNeese job, and so he's been there since. So there's been a Bonnet in the SID office at McNeese since 1963, I think.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So, like when you guys used to have family dinners and just sit around and just talk about SID
protocols and
how to write a press release.
Yeah, you know, we would talk about a lot of stuff. But, you know, I never understood why my dad, so he was really a one-man, two-man shop for ever, to be honest. And I never could understand why he just on Sundays, he didn't want to sit down and watch NFL football or some other sports. I think, you know, at some point you got to take a break from sports. And I kind of feel like that sometimes as well. I mean, this is your livelihood. This is your life. You spend every day. And I love it. I love talking LSU. You know, you walk down the streets, you go into a store, everybody wants to talk LSU, and I love it. But yeah, taking a break from sports every once in a while isn't too bad. But yeah, I mean, it's been fun sharing stories you know, it's the some of the experiences I've had, you know, I don't think I could have ever been able to do the things that I've been able to be part of without the opportunity that Herb first gave me, and then just being here at LSU during what's been a great run. I mean, football has been outstanding. Baseball's been tremendous. Women's basketball, you name it, gymnastics. And then with Will back for basketball, that should be a lot of fun as well.
Well, you know, let's talk about that a little bit more, though, in detail. You've been here for almost three decades. You've worked with Skip Bertman, Nick Saban, Les Miles, Ed Ogeron, Brian Kelly, and now Lane Kiffin. So I guess without going into detail right now about each one of those, because we got a little while to talk about that, what's the biggest change in just being the LSU Sports Information Director over those almost three decades?
Yeah, I think technology has changed, you know, it's changed the world. But I think from our standpoint, you know, social media has really impacted us. You know, we used to just send out press releases by email or whatever and you know, count on the media to pretty much tell our story. Now we have the internet, we have social media, we have the biggest social media following amongst all schools nationally. And so now we tell our own story. We're able to control the message, if you will. And you know, what our people do here from a graphics and creative standpoint, you know, it sells LSU. You know, we're proud to say we are the number one brand in college athletics, and that's largely in due to our social media following. You know, we're way beyond the borders of Louisiana. I mean, it's we're nationwide, and now even internationally with what, you know, the internet and social media. So that's been the biggest change. But I like to think that the traditional job of the sports information director hasn't. It's the foundation is still there. You know, we still work daily with the coach. We still work daily with you guys, setting up interviews, press conferences. You know, we do the stuff that you know that people probably don't even really care to know, but the stats and the media guides and all those sort of things. That's still part of our day to day. But a lot of our focus and emphasis is on enhancing our brand. And we do that through social media, and then we take the leverage the power of our student athletes and our former student athletes. I mean, when you think about it, LSU's got some of the biggest names in all of sports that are now, whether they're in the pro leagues or on TV. You know, it's really, we've got a special thing going here.
Yeah.
Talking to Michael Bonnet, LSU Football Sports Information Director, going into his 27th. season. And Michael, you're going to be able to stay with us through the next break, right, till 6:30?
Yeah.
Is that cool? Okay.
Yep.
Well,
yeah, sure.
Real quick before we take a break, Sam Leavitt is not going to be at SEC Media Days. Is that usually the coach's call on that when you're deciding who goes? Is that usually the coach?
Well, ultimately, yeah, the coach signs off on it. Look, we talked about it. Sam didn't practice during the spring. We felt like we had a good group to pick from. If we could have taken four players, I'm sure Sam would have been that fourth player. But look, going back, you know, Jaden Daniels didn't go his first year when he was at LSU. Joe Burrow didn't go his first year when he was at LSU. So it's not really out of the ordinary that we don't bring a first-year transfer quarterback. I think eight of the SEC schools are bringing quarterbacks, and eight are not, maybe nine, something like that. So we just felt like with Sam, while he is fully recovered and doing everything that we thought he'd be doing at this point, you know, we just felt like, you know, let's protect him in the fact that, is it going to be all the talk about his injury and recovery and all that? There was no other reason. I think we got three really good people we're bringing. Witt's going for a second year. TJ Dottery went last year for Ole Miss, so he's been there once, and he'll represent us this year. And then, you know, Trey Dez, he's in line for a special year. He's already been a preseason All-America, and he's certainly deserving of the opportunity to represent LSU.
Okay, Michael, we only have a couple seconds before break, maybe 15 or so. But is there any truth to the rumor that you were recommending Watkins, Prince, and TJ to go to Media Days?
Yeah, Lane shot that down.
Yeah. I saw where an Ole Miss writer already said that the fact that y'all are bringing TJ Dottery is a shot at Ole Miss, man.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that at all.
I hear you.
Yeah.
They're going crazy over in Oxford. But Michael, thanks for joining us, and thanks for sticking with us through the break. We're going to be back with more Tiger Rag Radio. Right after this break, we're going to have Michael Bonnet till 6:30. Then at 6:30, we're going to have Jacob Rudner from Baseball America. He had a great story on LSU's surviving the draft. 7 p.m., Jacques Talk with Jacques Doucet. And 7:30, Michael Bonnet's mentor. One of his mentors, in addition to his pop, that's going to be Herb Vincent. But we'll be back with more Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at tigerrag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com. Tiger fans, Sports. Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Tiger Rag Radio is back.
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag Magazine, with executive editor Todd Horn and producer Case Kieschnick. All right, got it right. And we're with Michael Bonnet, associate AD at LSU and sports information director for football. Michael, you've worked for several head coaches, or worked with several head coaches at LSU. I think you were, what, 29 when you started in 2000? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. No, he was five. Right. He was five.
Yeah.
And his first assignment was Nick Saban, and that was not pretty. I remember he did not treat you well early on, at least. But
Look, we were all learning. He was in his first year at LSU. I will tell you this. So Herb left around this time.
Because he didn't want to work with Nick.
Well, I don't know. You can ask him at 7:30. But I will tell you, it was my dream job, and all of a sudden I'm thrust into a position that I'm like, oh my God, this guy Nick is here. He's tough. I mean, look, we know he's tough. He wanted to win. He had a plan. I learned a lot from him. But that first camp, I mean, I don't know that I slept for 2 weeks. I lost 20 pounds. Wow. I couldn't eat. But we got through it. And to be honest, if I picked up the phone and called Nick today, he would help me with anything. He's, I owe a lot to him because I learned a lot.
That's awesome.
And, Nick was the first coach that I'd ever heard talk about not outcomes but processes and all that, and now that's just common talk amongst coaches. There were really so many things that Nick did that were the first that I could recall. Now maybe other coaches did it, and I'm just having blinders on, but everything he did from a mental standpoint, the way he prepared his team. I'll never forget one of the he was always big on processes, and he always wanted to, he obviously wanted to win, but one of the one of the times I saw him most frustrated came after we beat Kentucky in the Bluegrass Miracle. Because if you recall, we played terrible in that game, played absolutely horrible in the second half, and somehow found a way to win by obviously a miracle. Man, he was mad after that game, and that was the infamous Jordy Holtberg speech. Remember, they said Jordy recorded this speech in the locker room. That's when Jordy did sideline, and
that was all made up.
It was all made up. And Alabama just ran with it, and whew, man, they stomped us that next outing. But really owe a lot to Nick. He helped develop me from a professional standpoint, and learned a lot. Met some great people along the way with Nick that I'm still in touch with today. Derek Dooley, Will Muschamp, Kirby, Jimbo, all those guys, Stacy Searles, became lifelong friends. So and the players, you know, Marcus Spears, I talked to him today. Matt Mock, talked to him last week. Guys that, you know, I still remain in contact with. So those were really special times.
Hey, so what do you think of Lane so far? And how much do you talk to him on a weekly basis? I realize it's the off season, and just what is it about Lane that maybe you've noticed that the average LSU fan hasn't or doesn't know about?
Well, I'm still learning and still getting to know him. We talk almost daily, either by text or in person. I was in his office twice today talking about stuff. He's much different than what I thought. I mean, this guy, he's very thoughtful. He's got a process. The way he engages with players is really unique. I mean, the players just rally around him. So I watch him out there, in spring practice, during our off season conditioning. He's got a special, unique gift. And I think he owes a lot of that, you know, to having coached with Nick, but also I think a lot of that has to do with his dad. His dad is very special to him, and I think his dad passed away a couple years ago, but he talks about him a lot. And if you're in his office, you see photos of his dad, of his father, and he speaks about him quite a bit. So I've really been impressed with the time I've been around him and watching him interact with the players. And I'm telling you, he's a relentless recruiter. They've got something special going recruiting wise. So I think we're just getting started here with him. I don't know how many games we'll win this year, but by the looks of what's going on out there in the conditioning program, we are going to be fast, big, strong, and we're going to be, from the first snap to the last one, we're going to be a team that plays for four full quarters. I can promise you that.
Michael, I had two questions for you, and you just answered one, and you're not going to answer me. I want to know how many games LSU was going to win this year, and you're not going to tell us. So,
okay. No, I'm not. I usually, I don't make those types of predictions, but I know how many I'd like us to win.
We're almost to the end of this session. Thank you so much for joining us, but I do have one more question for you.
Yeah.
The difference between biggest differences between Lane Kiffin and Brian Kelly, in your opinion, right now?
I had a great relationship with BK. I think they're both really good football coaches. For whatever reason, it didn't work here with BK. I think that they all, obviously Lane has. Offensively, he's got a brilliant mind. But I can't really pinpoint differences. I just know Lane's going to do very well here. BK went 34-14. He won a lot of football games. He just didn't win at the right times.
Hey, Michael, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it. And we'll see you in Tampa next week. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. See ya.
All right. We'll be back with more Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Some called it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac Home Standby Generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's Electrical Services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, From discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need. Plus, a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the strikes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick. The Meta Data Center in Richland Parish is paying off quite handsomely for school teachers there. Andrew Greenstein reports.
Thanks to increased tax revenues from Meta's data center project, teachers in Richland Parish are getting huge bonuses this year.
We are seeing, before taxes, $50K.
How much?
$50,000!
Sarah Morris, who teaches third and fourth grade at Holly Ridge Elementary School, says she and her fellow teachers feel like they hit the jackpot with a bonus that huge.
I've had coworkers pay off their vehicle notes, make down payments on homes.
The bonuses are part of an overall investment in the Richland Parish region of more than $50 billion. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
LSU football players Prince Willumanmielen and Devin Harper could face legal action from Ole Miss after failing to pay the buyouts for their revenue-sharing contracts with the Rebels. The pair signed to stay at Ole Miss in January before deciding to transfer to LSU with head coach Lane Kiffin. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine, available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
A tragic accident in Ponchatoula last week resulted in the death of a three-year-old boy. The child left his house and got into the driver's seat of a neighbor's extremely hot car. After finding him, his family attempted life-saving measures, but Police Chief Bree Larrison says the situation was hopeless given how long he was in the vehicle.
Medical examiners feel that he had brain swelling and died due to the heat exhaustion.
St. John the Baptist Parish Sheriff's Office deputies rescued two adults and two children from a vehicle that had crashed into a canal off of I-10 near the Spencer Chauvin Memorial Bridge early yesterday morning. Sheriff Mike Tregg says it was the deputies' instant reaction to jump into the canal, break the glass of the car, and pull them out.
This is not something we practice with scenarios like this, but they did what they had to do and saved some lives. I'm very proud of them.
State police is investigating the cause of the crash. The four people in the car were taken to New Orleans area hospitals, and Tregg says he has not received any negative news on their health. Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
We're back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo with Case Kieschnick. I want to thank Michael Bonnet again, LSU Sports Information Director for football. You know, so often we're only asking Michael, hey, can you get me this interview? Please, can you get me this interview? Can you get me Kiffin? Can you get me these players? And it was nice just to talk to him about himself and what he's going through, because it's a hell of a story what that young man did as a young man with Coach Saban, and then all the controversies and other coaches that followed. He's seen it all. He should write a book. But good luck to him with Lane Kiffin. And we are now joined by Baseball America writer Jacob Rudner. Jacob, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, thanks for joining us, man. Now, you were holed in all weekend covering the MLB draft, and you had a great story in Baseball America yesterday about Tennessee and LSU were two of the top schools as far as surviving the draft with a great roster still intact. What do you think of LSU as they come out of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think it went about as expected in terms of who would be removed from the college roster already. Derek Curiel going fifth overall, Jake Brown, Devin Sheeran all picked inside the first four rounds. But I think largely they did quite well beyond the expected departures. Braden Simpson doesn't get drafted. Cooper Moore is expected to return. We've actually known that now for some time. It really is a roster that will stay intact. Cade Curlin in the transfer portal also removed his name, doesn't get drafted. And then on the high school side, there were a number of victories. So by and large, I think that LSU came away as one of the winners of the weekend, if you will, just in terms of how many players that they expected to get to campus that will actually get there in the end.
Do you think in the MLB draft that there's more conversations between the players and their representatives and the teams as far as, you know, deals being made beforehand, which leads to them maybe not getting drafted? Because that's what Jay mentioned about a couple of his players. Like, he said they would have got drafted higher, but they wanted more money and they were ready to stay at LSU. That probably happens more in baseball than the other sports, would you say?
There's no doubt about that. I think a large part of this year's draft, one of the themes that we saw, was that players were holding teams to a higher bar for signability. And whether that's because they have lucrative deals lined up on the college side already, or because they feel as though over the course of a three-year college career, their earning potential plus what they'll get paid after their junior seasons in the draft when they get eligible again, those are factors that are playing in as heavily as they ever have in the history of the sport. I mean, the NIL is booming now relative to what it was in 2021, even in college baseball. So I think that we saw this year that there were a number of high schoolers who decided to set very high numbers that allowed them to get to campus, and that was certainly the case for a number of LSU players. And then in the transfer portal as well, I brought up Cade Curlin a couple minutes ago. He's a great example. College senior now, was at Florida for 4 years, has a medical redshirt season. His earning potential at LSU in 2027 is higher than what he would have earned in the draft this summer. And so there are a number of cases like that around the country, and I thought that really played a role in this year's draft.
Hey, Jacob, this is Case. You mentioned that high school class that Jay Johnson was able to get to Baton Rouge. What are some of the big names, maybe some 50-50 guys that he didn't know whether or not would make it to campus, that they were able to get enrolled at LSU, make it through the draft, maybe not go as high as they expected? What are some names to look out for LSU fans?
Yeah, Colby Stringer and Cooper Sides, two pitchers, I think were really 50-50 names. Going into day two, there were questions about whether or not they would get picked off. Lucas Nowrocki, another pitcher, was somebody that I know that the staff was kind of sweating out a little bit going into day two. But there was a general confidence once day one ended that there was going to be a decent amount of representation from the top of the class. I think that on the bat side, LSU maybe didn't necessarily do as strong as it did with its pitching. But, you know, by and large, I think the sum of this class that will get to campus is very good. And I also think that there's a number of guys who were drafted. Malachi Washington, outfielder, Dominic Santarelli, both of them went in the 18th round. those guys I would expect to have a shot to still get to campus despite how late they went or the fact that they went in the draft at all. And if they do, those are impact bat players.
Yeah, and Jay Johnson did a great job in the portal with his position players, and he got a couple of pitchers. But the pitching remains the big question mark going into next season. You know, William Schmidt was okay last year. Kaysen Evans was kind of hurt last year, didn't have the same type season he had the year before. Cooper Moore got hurt. He's coming back. Who on the present team do you see maybe stepping up on the pitching staff?
For me, it's Kaysen Evans. It pretty much has to be. I think that he has ace potential in the SEC. We've certainly seen it in spurts last season and the year before that when he was a freshman coming out of the bullpen. I think his potential was very clear. I would imagine that LSU has had a very, direct approach with him this summer, just in the sense that they know exactly what he needs to improve, whether that's mechanically, whether that's reshaping some things in his arsenal, playing with how much he'll use certain pitches. All of that, I would imagine, has kind of gone under the microscope with Kaysen Evans this offseason, and he would really be the guy. I'd be curious to see how soon Cooper Moore will be healthy next season. I think that he has the potential to be a very reliable weekend starter, maybe not an ace, but health permitting, I think that he's an impact player. And then I think that the rest of the impact you're looking at really is going to come from this transfer class.
What about the incoming freshmen that you mentioned? Do you see a path for them to have a impact out of the bullpen in year one? Is there any way that they can make an impact on those pitching staff, or is it up to those transfers and those guys who are already on the roster to kind of pick up the slack?
So, I mean, these are very advanced freshmen for sure. And I know that, you know, this is kind of a theme across the SEC, not necessarily unique to LSU, but we've seen that arms have a path to playing immediately if the stuff is ready to play. Sam Cozart at Texas this year was an All-American. Caden Glober, you want to go beyond the SEC at UNC, was an All-American, one of the best relievers in the country. And so I think that a number of these arms, the guys who I mentioned specifically, will be well-positioned to potentially contribute. But as you guys know, when you're in the SEC and these rosters are so loaded with talent, it is also hard to find meaningful innings. So just in terms of pure potential, absolutely, I think that they could contribute. But it will be very competitive, I think, in Baton Rouge.
Jacob, real quick, just got a couple minutes left. How surprised were you at LSU's season last year, how it fell apart, the fewest SEC wins they ever had in history of the SEC? Did that surprise you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we at LSU is the number two team in the country
right
going into the season. And so for them to not even make the tournament obviously comes as a major surprise. That being said, though, I think any great program, especially in this era with the transfer portal, is going to go through some of these very steep ebbs and flows where you're at the top of the sport one year and then things regress. I mean, to be good in college baseball right now, we've seen pretty widely that you need to have an older roster and generally one that's going to be very draft eligible, that age. And so those guys go. And so LSU had a great team that lost a lot of talent. Replacing that much that quickly is very difficult, and sometimes, you know, the bets that you take in the transfer portal don't materialize into the wins that you expected. And I think that that was the case for LSU. I think that for Jay Johnson, because the reality is that this is a very, you know, quickly evolving landscape, and I do think that he's had some time to adjust. So it's surprising, yes, but I don't think it's, all that stunning when you consider just the era that we're in and the volatility that comes with it.
Jacob Ruttner, Baseball America, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and we will be back with more Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go.
Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag editor with producer and writer Case Kieschnick. I want to thank Jacob Rudner from Baseball America. Check out his stories. I tell you, I thought the most significant thing, Case, coming out of the draft was something Jay Johnson said to Jacques Doucette, who's going to be our guest at 7 o'clock in his interview on Jacques Talk. He was said he was tired of the in and out modern baseball world that he's in right now, and he doesn't want to have to go into the portal all the time, and he's really liking the 3-year commitment he's getting from a lot of these high school signees that he's got, and he's going to get most of that class. And that echoes what he said at midseason when the season was going away. He was upset with the portal. The portal players he had were disappointments, and he was saying the future is with the high school players, and you accentuate that with the portal. But I think that's the type roster building I think we're going to see from now on with LSU.
Well, yeah, and he mentioned when he was on the show last the kid from UCLA or. That's now committed to UCLA that flipped his commitment. He would have been one of those guys that was a draft eligible sophomore, and there just wasn't really the path for playing time in Baton Rouge. And I think you're going to see that a lot with any recruit that LSU is going to bring in, as they kind of have to have that understanding that I'm probably not going to see much playing time in that first season just because of how competitive Jay Johnson builds his rosters every year. You know, if there's a position of need, he's going to go out and grab a guy in the portal, like we've seen with the outfielders, like we've seen with Dawson Park and Kurland in the infield. So it does create kind of this in and out, like he's saying, with around the country, where you get the guys coming in, even the one and dones now with a sophomore eligible, draft eligible sophomores, excuse me. But that's not, I think, what we're going to see in Baton Rouge, really.
Yeah, here's the exact quote. I don't want to do the in and out and modern college athletics thing in the portal all the time. We're really focused on a 3-year commitment. And that's coming from a guy who's really gotten some great players from the portal, like Paul Skeens, you know, and Daniel Dickinson last year on the championship team and many others. But I think that is the best idea because, you know, you get to train them, you get to coach them, you get to kind of build your culture when you got guys for 2 or 3 years. And then when you need something, you know, you need a shortstop or something happens, you lose a guy in the draft or, you know, then you go in the portal for a handful of guys. And I think that's what you're going to see.
Well, and you've even seen it with the type of guys that he's targeting out the portal this year. Of course, you know, there's some upperclassmen, Beano Waters, Jason Wax, that you're getting to fill those positions of need that you don't have control. But the pitchers, he's targeting young guys that have years left of eligibility. Landon Hood, Diego Velasquez, they're guys that it's an investment in the future. because you are going to have guys like Marcos Paz that maybe you do think you've got for a couple years in Baton Rouge that end up heading out, and you just, that's not in your control. So it is kind of that balancing act of being able to adapt and address the needs as they come up, but not banking on that every year. And you're kind of seeing that throughout college athletics, but I suppose if you can avoid it in Baton Rouge baseball, that would be for the best.
Right, and he sounds really excited about outfielder Dominic Santarelli, who was picked in the 18th round by Seattle, and outfielder Malachi Washington, also picked in the 18th round from the Pirates, by the Pirates. Malachi is from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Dominic's from Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. And Jay said kind of what Jacob was talking about. Both of those guys set a price for themselves that the major league teams didn't meet. And if they hadn't done that, they'd have got drafted a lot higher. But you know, they and better for LSU because of that. So that you can imagine major league teams probably hate this NIL and portal and the money that baseball players are getting now. Because in the old days, they were negotiating with guys who were not going to make any money. Now they're negotiating against another team. You know, it's almost like free agency before they're even in Major League Baseball. So the Tigers are definitely, I thought they were going to be great last year, but I think they're really going to be good this year because of the portal players they got who are from bigger and better schools than some of the guys they got last year. The returning players they got like Cade Arambidi and Mason Braun. And then some of these true freshmen are going to come in like Santarelli and Malachi, who we just talked about. And hopefully William Schmidt takes that next step and Cason Evans returns to his 2025 form and they should be really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what the season comes down to for me is that you feel good about the position player side of things. You think the bats are going to do well. There's proven production out of the portal there. It's can these guys on the pitching staff take that next step? Like Jacob was just saying, can Cason Evans come back? Can they step up and be a true weekend starter? And that's what you need.
Yeah, and Cooper Moore, too, is going to be key. He was actually their best pitcher, or it was off to the best start of the three pitchers, and he got hurt early in the SEC season. And you know, really, if Jake Brown doesn't get hurt, because he was having a really good offensive year, they probably would have – I don't know if they would have made the NCAA tournament, but they'd probably won a few more SEC games and maybe had a shot. And you know, Cason got hurt, Cooper got hurt. They really got hit by the injury bug in addition to the portal disappointments. But we're going to be back with Jacques Doucette at 7 p.m. We're going to talk about him having Jay Johnson on the show. And then at 7:30, we'll have Herb Vincent talk about the SEC Media Days and his time at LSU. We'll be back with more Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com. Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at tigerrag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was the life for me. Home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag Editor, with Todd Horn, Tiger Rag Executive Editor, Vice President, and Case Kieschnick, President of Tiger Rag and Louisiana Radio Network. Not now, but he will be.
News to me.
I gave you access today, so there you go.
First step in a seemingly very long journey, according to Glenn.
I'd never heard that story from Michael Bonnet earlier about him not sleeping for 2 weeks. I had talked to him a lot at that time about just how tough it was working with Saban. And then when Nick came back to LSU the first time as Alabama's coach in 2008, I remember I did a feature on that and talked to Michael. And he said the same thing he said during our segment there, that he learned a lot from Nick. But he really wanted Les to beat Nick too. I can tell you that. but I mean, everybody at LSU did. You know, it was an emotional time, and it was very comparable to what's going on at Ole Miss right now. Even though you had a 2-year buffer when Nick was at the Dolphins, when he came back to Alabama, it was like those 2 years were erased.
So you were there during all that time, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Bonnet, and I do too. Maybe we'll catch up with that later. But since you brought it up, when Saban left LSU to go to the Dolphins, and then he spent 2 years there and decided ultimately he wanted to come back to college football, there was all those rumors that he wanted to come back to LSU, and he actually checked out to see, you know, what the temperature was, if he could come back. Was there any veracity to that?
I think there were people at LSU that wanted him to come back, and I think he listened to him. But I do not think that he was really looking to come back to LSU. I don't believe that. Now, he hasn't told me that for sure, but I think just from being around at the time and just knowing how coaches are, you know, that would have been going backwards, even though it would have been a great job. And coaches have done it. Mike Riley did that at
Oregon State.
Yeah.
But see,
but that was because he failed, though.
Right? But this is the same man who recommended Lane Kiffin to take this job because it's the best job in America.
Yeah, it might not have been the best job in America in 2007, though. I think he thinks it is now, but you know, and I can tell you this: when he was with the Dolphins in that November of 2006, in his last season, Alabama was about to hire Rich Rodriguez. In fact, Ian Rappaport, who's a big NFL reporter now, he was covering Alabama for the Birmingham News, And they had a story that Rich Rodriguez was going to be the coach. There was no doubt about it. He was the coach, and Rich Rodriguez changed his mind. And after that happened, I found out later, Nick told Jimmy Sexton, I want that job. Okay? And in the interim, you know, they kept it all a secret, you know, as long as they could. So I think he really wanted the Alabama job. And the only other opening jobs at that time was like Tulane and you know, some other job that he was not going to take. Now, had LSU been open and Alabama not open, and the other jobs were like Tulane or, you know, Auburn or Louisville, he might have come back to LSU.
Yeah, because if people who may not remember or just have a perception of Alabama because of what Bear Bryant did and then, of course, what Nick did later after he got there, those were lean years for Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, if LSU had had an opening and Alabama had an opening when Nick was really wanting to leave the NFL because he did not like it, in that situation, he might have taken LSU because it was better because all his players were still there. And I mean, you know, when Les went to the national championship in 2007, that's 2 years after Nick left, there was more than 30 players that had played for Nick on that national championship team. We'll be back. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with Jacques Doucet from WAFB right after this.